a couple had Starwood points signing up for their credit card, and it gives you free nights in a hotel, but the only hotel basically in Eretz you go to is the Meridian in the Alamilla. There's one other one, I think. This is way back. The kids are, they were there, and she had to go to the mikvah. She didn't know the kashrus of the mikvah in the hotel, so she wanted to go to Yam HaMelech. The question is that a good tefillah? It wasn't clear when they called whether or not it was before the tefillah or after the tefillah. What's the halacha? So we're done with the beforehand and afterwards. Beforehand, there is kama kama chashis. One chash is machlokes rishonim tefillah ben omel. According to Rashi, that chash is out the tit, and according to the other rishonim, the chash is out Yerubeinu Tam, Yeru Bnei Adam. For both of them, you have here. Both chashis you have here. You're in an open area that's going to go to a part of the beach that no one's going to see you. L'chera, there's hotels all around. Chashah, people are going to see you. There's also the mud that there is by the Yam HaMelech. Depending on where exactly you go, you could have mud. L'chathchila, l'chera, as both these chashis, one should refrain from being table there. There's another chash of depending on how it says that the tefillah should be in an eifin where the water is zereth above her tibura. That means 12 goydlim, says the Pesach Tshuva, half a amma above her navel. Now it should be says the Pesach, it's meduik in the Mechama. Mechama says it should be at least that high. That way she shouldn't have to bend down too much, because if she bends down too much, then she maybe is going to have kmatim. Say the Paiskim, that it also shouldn't be too high, because if it's too high, then she's going to be scared. But anything that she's going to be scared to be table is a reason why that might not be a good tefillah. Maybe if it's too high, it's not so good. If it's too low, and then you have to be chayish that she's going to bend over and you're going to have kmatim. Bechlal, the fact that if she has any cuts, that also might be a reason why she might be table too fast, because it's going to hurt her a lot. So, and the last thing that you have to worry about is that maybe she's going to close her eyes too tight. She's going to close her eyes too tight, or she might close her mouth too tight, that she shouldn't get the salt water inside of her mouth. Both of those are chashas that we saw. Granted, the Shiva Levi, in Kuchtani Test, he says another reason not to do it is because you shouldn't do chafifa with salty water, it's because it can be mevalvel the cyrus. He says that's why the chathchila also, you should not go to the tzvil in Yam HaMelech, aside from the fact that ultimately now we are here. You have another chash that maybe it's going to be mevalvel the cyrus, even though you're going in for a second and coming out, maybe in that second also it's going to be mevalvel the cyrus. So certainly, lechatchila, it is not advisable to do it. The shayla is b'di'evit. B'di'evit, is it a problem b'di'evit? Socially, Yeru Bnei Adam is only chash lechatchila. B'di'evit, to Mavur in the Beis Yosef, she says that she was told the shaper, it's not a problem. Tit, the shach says that b'etzem the mini gets to be tegel in makamis of tit. The only thing that we're chayshish for is the tita oven. The question is this considered tita oven? We're not Pekim, that's the truth, so the person can say that, because Manenu, we certainly shouldn't do it. The question is going to be Ma'akib B'di'evit. The Shach, it's Mavur, now the Chura, it wouldn't be Ma'akib B'di'evit, unless you know it's a Mamash Atit, which is Davuk, and it's not going to be Ma'akib B'di'evit. The question is, Bizmanenu, what are we going to do about that? Are we going to say that it's Ma'akib? If she didn't go to a place, if she says she didn't go to a place that had a Tit, then the Chura would be okay. If she went to a place where she didn't have to bend down too much, then that's also, that's fine, the Chura. But Frat, if she was terrible, Kamat Filois. Then you have what the Taz says, that the chila one should go into the mikvah up to their neck. That way it's Maya Mekadim to all the mekimis that are kmatim. So certainly if she was table three times, two times, three times, most women are table at least three times, l'chur you won't have the chash, and at least three times, I don't know anybody's table less than three times, the chash is, and then you won't have the chash. The main l'chur al chash, it's not a problem. Otzmei Nebi Yoyser is Yesh Eimrim, says the Mechaber, that also the Tzvila, who's the Yesh Eimrim, that hold that the whole Chashar Ultimate Ben Abi Yisr is Dafka Chash when he gets to Taras, not when he gets to Baila. The Shach earlier by Lifluf, he says he could be Sebuchad and B'di'evit, B'di'evit L'chol HaPach is by Ovar Laila. So then the Shach is in this case, if you can still go to the Mikvah, then maybe in a Hanami, then it's not considered Ovar Laila. Anytime Shem says Shem Lina, anytime they close the Mikvah, that's already considered like Ovar Laila. Because you can't go back, so you have to wait anyhow. What's the difference? You don't have to wait to Ovar Laila. Maybe that would be considered like, that would be alright. Also, the Cyrus being getting stuck together, says Shem Levi in Koftati Tes, it's only Chathchil be Choshesh, you don't have to be Choshesh. If you just table for a second, came back up, you don't have to be Choshesh. What we're stuck though is with, if you close your mouth too tight. If you close your mouth too tight, then we don't find any Yerushim over there. And the Shachas Masber, that there's a chiluk between Kortzis and Yisrael, and Enel. Enel, says the Ran, you're not going to be able to close them too tight, that water's not going to be able to get in. Hakil, Hashish. And maybe even with the Ev, but he gets the Tyrus. But if we get to Bailo, we could say that we're not Hashish, that the water didn't get inside. However, by Kortzis of Yisrael, if she mamish closed her lips to a point that it's very well, so the chash is not just that the water is not going to get inside, it's not going to rather be a smayim. The chash is that your mamish covering over part of your lips that is usually uncovered, and that would be something which is ma'akiv. We don't find any yeshem. The chayr outside would be ma'akiv. So Meila, if she says that she didn't do it, the doctor wasn't scared about the water getting inside. Into her eyes, maybe she was, she's not sure. But when you get to her mouth, she's talking, Machnesh Tais, a little salt water, they say that it's good for the corona, also gargle salt water. She was not worried about that. Then Machura, the other Chashais, except for Tit, you have to know, Bizmanenu, Machura, also the rest of the Chashais, in a Chanami, Bidi Eved, the Tefillah would be good.